Random House Audio presents Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull by James Rollins. Read for you by L.J. Ganser.
'46. Return.
Francisco de Orellana stumbled the last steps toward the cliff's edge. At the lip of the precipice, he fell to his knees. The wide desert plain spread far below him. As the sun sank, he stared across that parched and rocky landscape, a reflection of his own soul. From this height, he saw strange pictures carved into the desert floor, monstrously large, stretching many leagues across the rocky plain. Giant figures of monkeys, insects, snakes, along with flowers and strange angular shapes. It was a god-cursed and demonic land. He should never have come. Francisco tore the conquistador's helmet from his head and tossed it behind him. While the sun gave up its last light, he planted his sword deep into the hot sandy soil. The Spanish pommel and grip formed a cross against the setting sun. Francisco prayed for release, for forgiveness, for salvation.
El Dios querido me perdona.
But there could be no forgiveness for the murder he had committed. Blood bathed his gilded armor, dripped from his sword, and soiled his breastplate. The blood came from his own men, slaughtered at his own hand. With his gold dagger, Francisco had slit the throats of the twin brothers, Iago and Isidro.